The situation in the Koreas, where South Korea and the United States will press ahead with their joint drills as planned, despite North Korea urging them not to do so. The South Korean Defense Ministry says Washington and Seoul have agreed an emergency meeting on upholding the exercises. The ministry has defended the plan, saying the drills are, quote, not an implementation of an operational plan or an attack maneuver. North Korea announced the suspension of high-level talks with the South, saying the drills are a provocation and a rehearsal for invasion. Pyongyang also threatened to scrap a scheduled summit between its leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump, saying Washington plans on imposing the destiny of Libya or Iraq on the North.
Our countries, neither Libya nor Iraq, which have met a miserable fate. It is absolutely absurd to dare compare the DPRK, a nuclear weapons state, to Libya, which had been at the initial stage of nuclear development. If the U.S. is trying to drive us into a corner to force our unilateral nuclear abandonment, we will no longer be interested in such dialogue and cannot but reconsider our proceeding to the DPRK-U.S. summit.
The statement was attributed to Kim Kyung-won, a senior North Korean ministry official. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of State says it will continue planning the summit, adding that it has received no notification of a change from the North. North Korea had scheduled to dismantle its nuclear test site between the 23rd and 25th of May. It is not clear whether the plan will go ahead in light of recent developments. Crossing over to Seoul, joined by Press TV's Jennifer Chang. Jennifer, good to have you with us. Well, fill us in on the latest there and reactions there in Seoul.
Well, of course, everyone is pretty worried because North Korea threatened to scuttle the upcoming summit with the U.S. President Donald Trump. This would be the first ever summit between a U.S. president, a sitting U.S. president, and a leader of North Korea. And everyone had been hoping that this would be some kind of breakthrough that would finally lead to the solution of the North Korean nuclear issue. However, many experts are still hopeful that this summit will go through as planned, because according to that statement by the North's Vice Foreign Minister Kim Kyung-won, which you referred to, they said that if indeed the U.S. is sincerely approaching the talks, that they will get what they deserve, meaning a compromise from North Korea. However, if the U.S. is unilaterally demanding that North Korea abandon its nukes, then this is not going to work out. This is what the North Koreans said in the statement by the Vice Foreign Minister Kim Kyung-won. And he also pointed out that North Korea is not happy with the Trump administration's demand of denuclearization first and then compensation later. So there are many problems, but until they actually sit down at the negotiating table, the U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will really not know the details of what the U.S. has in mind. It's clear from the Vice Foreign Minister Kim Kyung-won's statement that they're really not sure what the U.S. will say at the summit between Trump and Kim. However, they are alarmed by this Max Thunder exercise, which kicked off on Friday for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Last year, when this Max Thunder happened, this is an annual exercise between the two countries' air forces, the U.S. and South Korea. In April, the North responded 5 days later after it started with its largest ever live fire exercise in Wonsan. That was big news. That was shown all over the world on television. Right. It was a very impressive display of military might.
Well, let me ask you something, Jennifer. People there in South Korea, do they feel that actually it's the United States lacking in flexibility because of looking at the North Koreans? And it seems that they have definitely come a long way in their conciliatory efforts, trying to get closer to the South. But what about these maneuvers? Do people think that they could have delayed them, could have canceled them? Or no, they see that they should just stay on schedule?
Well, I think that, of course, there are conservatives here who understand the U.S. point of view that they have to always be ready, to defend South Korea. But many are not conservative here in South Korea, and they feel that maybe the U.S. is not getting on the same page with South Korea and North Korea when they should be, that these military Air Force exercises struck a nerve in North Korea. North Korea was silent when the U.S. conducted its tabletop exercises throughout last month. Those are known as Key Resolve. But these exercises, these Air Force exercises, these involve stealth fighter jets, which can evade North Korean radar. These are very, very dangerous to the North. So perhaps they think that the U.S. is maybe not getting on the same page, these people in South Korea who are not conservative, and that they should be getting on the page if they want to find a solution to the North Korean nuclear issue. The current Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the National Security Advisor John Bolton, especially Bolton, are quite hard line against North Korea. And although Pompeo sounded quite exuberant about the upcoming summit between Trump and Kim, Bolton has insisted that the North go through a 2004-style Libya denuclearization process. And of course, what happened in Libya, Gaddafi was overthrown within his own country by an opposing faction within Libya. So the North Koreans, they want to avoid that fate, and they're worried.
All right. Thank you so much for that update out of Seoul. Press TV, it's Jennifer Chang.